North Carolina's Environmental Agency has issued a necessary water quality permit for the Atlantic Coast Pipeline, which, if built, would transport natural gas through 8 counties in the eastern part of the state. The permit includes drilling and well testing regulations, along with mandatory inspections throughout the pipeline's construction. Jeff Gisler is an attorney with the Southern Environmental Law Center. He studied the pipeline's water quality permit application, and he says it lacks critical information.
In these places where they're digging through streams and wetlands, there wasn't enough information about what they were going to do to collect baseline data to figure out what's there now, so that when they were going through the process of construction, that they ensured that they could put it back the way it is, and that the proposed methods of restoring more than 300 streams and wetlands that they're going to cross just weren't specific enough.
Governor Cooper's office has announced that the two companies leading the pipeline, Duke Energy and Dominion Energy, have agreed to put almost $58 million into a state fund. The Memorandum of Understanding states the money would help mitigate damages to natural resources and fund renewable energy projects in the affected counties. The pipeline's estimated cost is $5.5 billion. Gisler says in that context, $58 million isn't very much money.
If it is a step forward in renewables, it's only in the context of many steps back by investing in this pipeline.
The Atlantic Coast Pipeline still needs 5 state permits and 1 federal permit before construction can begin in North Carolina. For PRE, I'm Valerie Crowder.